Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. It is your boy, Rashad, and it's been so much going on that we just got to get right into it. We just got to get right into the news because it's just so much to get into. The first piece of news I want to get into is the situation going on between Charleston White, T.I., and Boosie. Now, for y'all who don't know who Charleston White is, he is said to be an activist. He's said to be a troll. He's from Texas. And he said his main goal is to put all these rappers out here who are not living their raps. He said he want these rappers to be held accountable. And what he's been mainly doing is he's been getting a lot of rappers locked up. So, and he's enjoying it. He's been working with the police, allegedly. And it's just weird on the stance he chooses to take. So, he got into it with T.I.'s son and Lil Boosie's son. And they were on the internet allegedly saying that they was going to beat him up. And so he made videos saying how he was going to get them. And then not only did he say he was going to get them, he came after the fathers. Now, what made it interesting was T.I. was letting him know, like, why you picking on my son? You know, come holler at me. And Charleston took that as a position to troll him. So what he's been doing the last couple of days, ever since they started getting into it, is he's been making all these videos calling T.I. snitch, allegedly. And he been going at Boosie, talking about how, you know, him having diabetes and him beating cancer. And he was talking about his relationships with his boys from back in the day. And Charleston is on the agenda to take down a lot of rappers. And he don't care how he do it. He coming after all the rappers that are either targeting him, or if he got something on you, he putting it out there. So, and it's not only T.I. and Boosie that he's gotten into it. He's gotten into it with a lot of rappers. He's been very disrespectful to Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace. And he's still talking about Nipsey Hussle. And his main thing is, because nobody has done nothing to him yet, he feels that he's just allowed to just keep on going the route he's going, just because he's working with the police. And that's the main thing with him. He has the police on his side. He didn't always said, hey, they on speed dial. So he definitely really ain't worried about anybody coming after him. And it's so sad that he got to move around like that. I don't even know how he sleep, because you're not even thinking about, I don't know if he's thinking about this, but at the end of the day, you got to think about your wife, your kids. You're not the only target. They targets too now. And I don't know if he takes that into consideration. He might does, but I just wish he would stop these antics he's on, because he's going to all these different platforms and everybody wants him to speak because they know it's going to get clicks and views. Just like Kanye West. But that's a whole nother topic we'll talk about later. So, we're going to keep it moving. So, also, I want to talk about, now, I'm sad to report, but Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill, they have announced that they're getting a divorce after almost 2 years of marriage. And as of right now, they're citing irreconcilable differences. But who's to say, we don't know yet. But allegedly, he's had a lot of female friends, and, you know, they're trying to paint that narrative. But as of right now, that's just what they're saying. But it's like every week, it's a new couple getting divorced, and majority of them are, you know, our black people, so I don't know what's going on. Ever since the pandemic started, it's been a lot of couples been divorcing. But we'll see what's going on. You know, like, as a new week is starting, hopefully people are definitely, you know, moving in the right directions for their happiness. But if you're not happy, be with somebody who gonna make you happy. Or be by yourself until that time comes around. Let's keep on going. So also, I wanted to speak on Freddie Gibbs. His album dropped. It was a real dope album. He's been doing press as well. And, you know, he's on a new label right now. This is his first major label release. He's on Warner Brothers. So shout out to him for that. And like I said, his music dope, man. I mean, as long as he can stay out of trouble, because he be getting into some stuff. But other than that, man, shout out to you, Freddie Gibbs, for your good album. You know, we be jamming with it. Also, Tory Lanez came out with his album, Sorry for the Wait. It's a good album. I know he got a lot going on with him, too. You know, he's facing allegations. He's in court next year. He's in court next month with the whole Meg situation and other things that he's been charged with other prior cases he has. And he said he's altogether could be facing 24 years. So keeping his family in prayer, because he got some kids, and, you know, he the breadwinner, so, you know, I don't know how many people he's taking care of, but at the end of the day, we're running the race to see what the end gonna be. But as far as we know now, that's what's going on, and we're gonna keep y'all updated how it comes out. So we gonna keep strolling. Now, something else happened last week. So it has came to my attention that Nicki beefing with another rap girl. I'm telling you, these female rap beefs have been crazy, man. I don't understand it. Like I said last week, they beefing more than the men. I'm telling you, it's just crazy. So this time, let me set the play up for you. So Nicki was angry with the nominations because her song Sexy Freaky Girl was taken out of the rap category, and it was put in the pop category. And she was wondering why that happened. And then she asked, well, if you're going to take my song off the rap category, then you need to take Big Energy off the rap category as well. And she said that is what will make it fair. So also, she, like I said, she's been really upset with everything going on with the awards. So her and Lotto been going back and forth on Twitter and messages were exchanged. A video even came out, and she was just, Nicki was telling her, why didn't you support me when my video dropped? And Lotto was letting her know that I've been your biggest fan. I've always wanted to do a collab with you, but your energy was different. And she just wanted to know what was going on. And she said she didn't even want to bring it to the net, but here we are. So they kept going back and forth. Lotto told her she was old as her mom, called her a sexy, freaky grandma. Nikki called Lotto a Karen. It's just so much, man. It's so much. Then she took a shot at Meg, calling her Bigfoot. I really don't understand it. You know, what I really think it is this just the outside of looking in, but the reason why I want to speak on it is because I'm a lover of music. So I only look out for the music standpoint. What I really think it is Nicki been on top so long that she really ain't had no real competition. And the reason why I say that is because besides her being messy, besides her subtweeting, she been dropping lyrical songs. She been doing duets. She been doing everything. She been jumping on features. She definitely be dropping bars. But I really feel that she could have collabed more with a lot of her peers as far as the women. She's collaborated a lot with the men. She has not collaborated a lot with the women. And I don't know what that is all about, but whether they try to put Cardi in it or not, she been in the beef. She was beefing with Kim. Nicki was beefing with Cardi. Nicki was beefing with Meg. Now she beefing with Lotto. Her and Koi. They not seeing eye to eye no more. It's just, how many burned bridges do you have to have? And at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, is it me? Because these are solid people. I'm not saying they're perfect, but what I'm saying is these are solid people that you could have had so many different collabs with. I always picture how music would have been between all these people. But we can't have it because of ego. And I really wish it wasn't like that. But the American Music Awards is coming up. You got Best Female Rap Artist. And it's really not a big list of rappers on that list. It's Nicki, Cardi, Meg, Lotto, and Glorilla. That's it. So definitely we're going to see how things pan out. They all going to be under the same roof. Hopefully nobody get to fighting like how it was at the Met Gala. But depending on if they keep subtweeting each other, then we'll see. But we hoping for cooler heads to prevail at least till then. So also, I want to shout out President Biden. He has signed an executive order to get anybody that has marijuana charges not only get their charges dropped, but set them free from prison if they're sitting in prison for those charges. It's so wild that that hasn't happened sooner. But we're here now. So, and also for the people who are signing, who are getting a relief of financial aid, they have the website up. If you're on social media, they got the website up. So don't forget to sign up if you're trying to get that little discount on your student loan. I'm sorry, I said financial. I'm sorry, your student loans. So don't forget to get that. But, you know, also, they've been talking about how right now it's a lot of back and forth on social media as far as, you know, Glorilla's song Tomorrow 2, it's almost at It's a little over 20 million views and downloads. Shout out to Glorilla, Cardi. But a lot of people been hating on her. A lot of people been saying she needs to get a BBL, need to get some titties. I don't never understand that. Why? And a lot of it has been women. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't never understand that. Why there be so much hate? I don't get it, man, for real. I just really wish that people could love themselves so they could love other people. Because that's not it, man. Just out here just spewing this hate on somebody else. It's just, it's very weird to me. And the last story I want to comment on is I saw a video the other day. And the video was of DJ Academics, his girlfriend, and some random girls. He said he was breaking up a fight. And he did commentary on his own video, which is kind of wild, but whatever. But I know he wanted to get his own story out because the blogs, they may say something different. But from what he said in his video, he said he was breaking up a fight. And he didn't want his girlfriend to get hit. But what he, the only thing he didn't mention was, he didn't mention how before he broke up the fight, because I did see the video, he was protecting her. Because them girls was, they was trying to mollywop her. They were trying to give her the wham bam, thank you ma'am. So what was interesting was he was yelling at her. And he was telling her that, you know, he a rich nigga. Who you gonna get that got more money than me? He basically throwing his money around in her face like she can't do nothing without him. And he kept screaming, he the prize. And he was going hoarse, you know, just yelling at her. And it was screaming insecurity. Not only was it screaming insecurity, you're not being a man. Having money don't make you a man. And he one of those people that I realized, because I've been following him for a while, is that just because you got money don't mean you could treat people any type of way that you want to. And not only that, don't ever forget where you come from. See, he the type of person that even in his early career, he was real humble. He always had a certain type of personality, so I'm not even mad at that. But I realized that the more money he's been making, he been drinking more. He's a full-blown alcoholic. I ain't even gonna lie to you. He needs to get checked into AA. No lie. You know, he been bragging on, saying he got all these women. It just shows me that you living out these type of dreams that you couldn't do without the money. But because he always talks about his money, he shows that he leads with money because he don't have nothing else besides that. But I want to challenge him as a man to try to get a woman by pure gain. You can have money, but also have game too. Get her to know who you really are instead of telling her, oh yeah, you know I got money, you know I'm a rich, you know what I'm saying? Because then you're going to mess around and get the wrong attention. You're going to only get the ones that's with you that want to use you for everything you got. And the girl he was with, she looked like she was of Spanish descent. And he was just kept telling her, like, yo, you nothing without me. And I'm like, so that's what you into? You into being with women that ain't got nothing going on? Now, there's rumors going around that, you know, she was an alleged escort, allegedly, you know. So, and that's why I heard that they was really arguing. But, you know, if that's the type of woman he chose and he found out that way, hey, that's on him, man. But I do hope that not only does he get some help, he has a lot of males in his corner that he really need to talk to. You know, definitely he need to get a therapist. And Speed, he need to find out what's going on with him, because the way that DJ Academics be talking to women, disrespecting women, is not right. And not only is it not right, the people, those men that be with him, especially if he's on Fresh and Fit, wherever he's at, the men that allow him to do it, they cowards. They are fucking cowards. Because you showing that because you're not intervening and checking this dude, you showing that it's okay with you and you do it too. Under no circumstances that tolerated. And you can tell he not around no real dudes, man, because ain't no real dude going for that, man. But that's neither here nor there. So let's get into this relationship talk real quick. So what I've been seeing this week, and it's funny how certain, you know, videos are always going viral, or what goes viral, especially when it comes to relationships. I saw a video. I saw this getting talked about last week, but I wanted to bring it up too because it was interesting to me. It was a video on Twitter where this girl said that she was in this man's bed and they were just sitting there, and she just started playing with herself, and she thought that he was gonna like it and join in, and he was just freaked out. But let me tell y'all something. If y'all were never talking about that, don't ever think it's okay to do that. And the reason why I say that is because she lucky that's all he did. Because had that reversal, that role been reversed, and that man was just, you know, out here just playing with himself in front of her, she'd have called him a pervert. He'd have been all over the group chats. Might have been in the blog somewhere. So give that man that same respect. You could at least ask them first, like, hey, do you mind if I... Don't just be out there just stringing the banjo like that. So that's where we at with that. But it just goes to show you that, hey, not only are there sick men out here, there's some sick women out here too. And I also saw another video where a stripper was mad because she said guys that have corporate jobs weren't taking her serious. And she didn't know why. And I'm going to tell you why. Because a guy that has a corporate job, he's more than likely thinking to himself, what are people around me going to think if I'm attached to you if I tell them what you've been doing? So they care about their reputation. So he can like you all day. That doesn't mean he's going to be wifing you. And you can feel how you want to feel about it, but at least he's honest. And you're asking why don't he want to deal with you, but he didn't told you why. He doesn't want to feel like he'll be embarrassed if he's seen with you or anything happens with you. And I get it, man. But sometimes, you know, and this is definitely for my women, you know, sometimes you'll be dealing with the wrong man. You'll see the red flags all day long, and you'll keep dealing with them. Can't blame that on no man. But also, you'll say there are no good men out here, but the man that you chose to not give a chance to, that could have been the man for you. You may have called him a square. You may have said, oh, he not hood enough, but he's smart. He got a good job. He'll protect and provide for you. See, that's the thing. You You can have everything that you want. You just gotta be satisfied. But sometimes, that's why I feel like a lot of our women go wrong, and they be chasing what they don't even need because it looks good. And sometimes that would be the downfall. You get messed up on the looks. And I know a lot of women like that because I got a lot of female friends. And a lot of them will come to me and be like, oh, this man looks so good. Okay, beyond the looks, what else? How does he treat you? Do he got a relationship with his mama, his daddy? Do he work? Is he abusive? I need to know all that. And you should want to know all that about him. Because looks fade. What else? But with the fellas, it's the same thing, you know. I like to hold everybody accountable because we all do things. You know, with the men, we do the same thing. If she got a nice face, a nice ass, for some men, that's all we want. But then for some men, we want the whole package. Does she have both parents? Is she saved? Is she not saved? Everybody's preferences are different. Some men want them short. Some want them fat. Some want them skinny. Some want them thick. Some dudes want toxic women. Some dudes don't. It all depends on what you want. It all depends. Everybody wants something different. But don't ever think that what you want is not out here, because it is out here. Don't ever give up. Don't keep saying, oh, man, ain't no good dudes. It is good dudes out here. Give that one that keeps wanting to talk to you a chance. You just might be missing out on your blessing. Oh, ain't no good women. Yes, they are. Get up off social media. Sometimes you might be on social media so much that you thinking that's where you're going wrong at. That is where you're going wrong at. Get out here and meet people like you normally do. Man, my parents met at the gas station. Y'all might meet at the concert or somewhere. Go ahead and live. Last thing I want to do is I want to send out some encouraging words. I want to let you know that the battle isn't yours, it's the Lord's. And don't ever forget that. Some things you are not equipped to fight. But always remember you got God in your life. I don't care whether you believe in God, whether you don't believe in God. I do. So my job as a servant of the Most High is to always give you the truth, give you the gospel, give you the good word, but more importantly, give you love. Nobody told you I didn't love y'all today. I love y'all. Stay encouraged. Stay blessed. See you next time.